Hey everyone, I want to share with you a wonderful idea that I came across about 15 to 20 years ago in writings online. I think even maybe from a high school student, but it was really insightful and it left a very powerful impression on me. In a parsha this week, the Torah tells us that there was something quite unique about the Makkah, the plague of Choshech. The Ramban goes to great detail to tell us that this Choshech, this darkness, wasn't regular darkness. It was an afel, like this heavy type of a darkness that prevented people from walking, from standing, from going anywhere. That was the type of darkness that it really was. In Rashi, of course, himself, on the Parsha, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chafalov, tells us that this was not an ordinary darkness, but it was darker than any other darkness. There was no moon, there were no stars, absolutely nothing. Everything was hidden during the Makkah of Choshech, this absolute type of a darkness. That's what it was. In the Chassidish Torah, the Chedushei Arim has a different dimension to this Makkah of Choshech. He says, as a result of this extreme darkness, the Torah tells us that lo ra'u ish et achiv, velo kamu ish midachtav, shloshet yamim. That no Egyptian was able to see his brother, they couldn't rise, they were stuck there for 3 days. As we said, the Ramban, because of this physical darkness that pinned them down. On the other hand, the Chedushei Arim says something quite different. He says, this pasuk says, it's another type of darkness. It's even worse than that physical type of a darkness, but there was a social darkness. He says that the worst type of darkness is a figurative one, where a person refuses to see his friend in his pain and gives him help. That a person who acts this way, according to the Torah, they can't get up, they can't sit up, they're frozen, and they're totally unable to be mobilized. They become immobilized. It's almost like a punishment and a type of this social darkness. Yet, in contrast to that, the Torah says, "Ulekol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshvotam," and all of b'nei Yisrael was a sense of light. What does this mean? The Jewish people helped each other; they cared about each other. And you see, the Chedushei Arim is highlighting that we need to avoid this social darkness, holding back from helping fellow human beings. And that, he says, was a great tragedy of Makkah Choshech, is when a person lives and they can't see the person next to them. That is like you're covered in darkness and you're blind to reality. You're so trapped in your self-centeredness. You only care about yourself. You don't care about helping those around you. That is a life of darkness. And that is truly pain and suffering, like the Makkah of Choshech. But the Jewish people, they need to live in light. Haya or b'moshvotichem. What a beautiful Hasidish understanding of this Makkah. What it really means to have a plague of darkness. And we, during these challenging times, we need to have haya or b'moshvotichem. That we need to have that light to care about the person sitting next to us. The person is going through a challenging time. We have no idea what's going on in people's homes, in people's minds, in people's hearts. We can't live in this perpetual state of darkness, but rather we have to focus on bringing light, being an ambassador of light to everyone that we encounter. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbos.